Yellow by the Innocence Mission from the Empire Records soundtrack.
How did you ever find anything that dealt with color?
I just actually searched my iTunes for colors, and I got a lot of songs with yellow.
Well, that's Cassie in the background. She's on our control board. Then on camera, Beth, co-hosting with me today. You're listening to CBS Radio, Vocal Profiling Live. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. I guess I introduced everybody else before I introduced myself, but I think that people who tune into the show know who I am anyway. And we are broadcasting tonight. Go to cbsradio.com. Just as you are looking at or listening to BBS, you can also watch BBS. We think that you should turn your audio off on the video, but turn your audio on like regular. Is that what you were telling me, Kathy? So on the broadcast portion of this, turn that video off. Do they mute it? You want to come over and give them a few instructions on what buttons to push? Because we want people to be able to watch what we're doing.
Well,
I see on camera.
The best instructions I know are to, if you're watching us on Ustream, just go ahead and watch it and just crank the audio all the way up if you can hear us through our mic tonight. If you can't hear us that well, go ahead and tune through the BBS Direct line on Station 2 as they're broadcasting the audio. And just don't even mess with the audio on Ustream. Just turn that down and you'll just see the picture.
They can watch us right on bbsradio.com, right on the front of Station 2. They can see us right there. That was the whole intent of the broadcast. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about color and frequency. We are wonderfully surprised and shocked all at the same time that over 8,000 of you have downloaded the nanovoice.org. And were you absolutely surprised that we didn't even ask you for an email? We gave you a color manual that you can download and use, and a free class. We got word today from Natural Solutions.
Caller on line 3.
Are they really a caller? Is that what you said, a caller? Yes. Okay, caller, you're on the air. What can we help you with?
Sherry, I can wait. I didn't need to interrupt you.
Hi, Valerie.
It's
not Valerie?
No, it's Jean.
Okay, Jean, did you want to ask the
question? You can continue with your opening monologue. I was listening intently.
Okay, well, just hold on a bit for us. Okay? We'll come back to you. What I was saying is that 8,000 of you downloaded the Nano Voice, and that's at nanovoice.org. There's a manual there, don't forget that, and a free class. We will teach you how to use that, and we are using this show tonight, Vocal Profiling Live, to teach you a bit more about each of the notes that you found in your Nano Voice. And that's why it's so important for us to broadcast tonight, so you can watch the screens behind me. We are going to use Bush's Foreign Aid speech to teach you about lies.
No, Bush.
No, Bush. What have you heard about this? You know, I am shocked that Bush wants to give away money to a foreign country and at the same time borrow money from other countries to give our people money. Is that kind of crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to help his image at all.
I think by this speech, and we're going to listen to part of it, maybe we'll be able to listen to all of it, I think he has given away the election. Because nobody is going to want any more of this. We have people losing their homes and here in America because they don't have money and government support or whatever they need to help them out of this mess that the government helped create. So we're giving away money for the welfare and housing and to take care of people in foreign countries, third world countries now. I don't mind that at all if we've got enough to give away.
Right.
But at this point, we don't have enough to give away. We don't have enough to take care of the crisis that's happening here. What could this man be thinking?
I don't know. It's like my mother says, take care of your own kids before you take care of the neighborhood kids.
And we were
And he's going the opposite route.
We were talking to some people today, and he said, one of the things I like or I admire about Bush is that he's very committed. Whatever he's doing. And you're going to see by Bush's vocal profile that he is very, very committed. He really thinks he's doing the best for people in some ways. But we also have an opportunity by listening to his speech to show you what it's like to have someone lie to you, because in his speech it is so obvious that there is deception. That we wanted to share that with you so you can listen to other people talk and listen for the deception. What do you think the world would be like if everyone had to tell the truth? Would it be chaos for a while?
I think it would. Because some people lie to be polite and to be nice. And if everyone had to tell the truth about everything...
You think,
okay, my boyfriend would have to tell me when I look bad. He couldn't lie to me anymore, and then he'd get punched in the face. And you know, temporary chaos. Yeah.
Temporary chaos.
Temporary chaos.
You think O.J. lied to be polite?
No.
So no. Our legal system would be in a real hurt. So for those of you who have the Nano Voice, we're going to show you how to do this. This is a picture of where we're coming to you from. We thought we would share with you that we're in an old school. And by the way, I don't know who started this ball rolling, but thank you for the donations. Yes, we are a 501c3. Yes, the donations have been wonderful. But there is a very oddball thing about your donations that you sent us. We were going to use them for matching funds for people to take our professional courses, to take this to the public. You know, we couldn't give them away. People thought there was something going on that they wouldn't believe that there were good people in the world that donated money, matching funds, for them to come to class.
So they could get something free or cheaper.
Well, I was on another radio show yesterday, and I said, I'm going to offer you guys nanovoice.org on this condition, that you take it to your community and you show it and share it with lots and lots of people. We've gotten word today about a possible impending crisis that deals with your health. We're going to talk about that next Thursday. We can't talk about it yet because we don't have all the facts, but we have enough facts to know there's something afoot. But we need people to have this Nano Voice in their community so that when this happens, they can help their community take care of this emergency that's coming up. So this is where we're coming from. We're going to get started, and then we're going to have to come back to Jean that's on the phone here. We are doing this and giving away the Nano Voice because we know that whoever controls health controls the people. Would you rather have money or your health?
Health.
What
is my health is really bad. I might not have enough money to fix it.
Gene, you're on the phone here. Would you rather have money or your health? Maybe Gene hung up. That's okay. But I believe there's a lot of things going on that is attempting to affect our health. Modified food, bad food supply, just eating out of the grocery store and eating real food.
Hormones, pesticides,
microwave ovens, free radicals. So what we want to do is put the health back into the hands of the people. And a good beginning is this little nano-voice computer program. And it's a full-functioning program. And people say to me, how can you give that away? How can you afford to give that away? We really can't. But we know what's going to happen, or we think we know what's going to happen, and we know that this computer program needs to be in the hands of the people. So this is a little nano voice, and you can download it at nanovoice.org. Go down to the bottom of that. The manual is there that you can also download, and we will teach you to use it. We're not even asking for your email address. It's completely free because the people really need to have it. This one. We're going to go through this set of what we call sonocards today, and we're going to explain each piece to you and let you listen to a speech that demonstrates part of what we're talking to you about. So you can download this note correlate chart. It's right on our site, Nutrasound, N-U-T-R-A, Nutrasound.com. So it tells you that every note, every set of frequencies from your voice means something else or mean a different thing. It's like having a sour note in a song. You can have a sour frequency or sour note in your body. Susan Alexandra did a wonderful piece of music called Sequentia. And she set our DNA to music because our DNA is math. It's just plain old math. And it's set to frequencies that we know as music. If you hear three cycles per second, well, you couldn't hear three cycles per second. But anyway, that's the bundle of hiss. Three cycles a second keeps your heart beating regular. The body is frequency. You have all of this neural network from the brain to the spine to all the nervous system. And on there runs frequencies, millions of them, every second, every nanosecond of what's going on. So we found a way to tap into those frequencies through your voice, through the recurrent laryngeal nerve in your vocal cords. And that's... Okay, caller's back on the line. Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Sherry. It's Jean.
Hi. Just G or Jean?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N. And you calling us for?
I just wanted to know if you could... take me a step further. I was one of those 8,000 people that did the nano voice today for the first time.
Oh, right. Well, we
yeah,
are.
I loved it.
Wonderful that you loved it. We're going to take you.
Pardon me?
We're going to take you a few steps further right now.
Okay.
Okay. Can you look at the microphone and click on it? Did you get that far?
No. I can work on that right now.
Okay, open the program. Let's see if we can do that here, and we'll show people how to go ahead and open the program. We've got a really cranky computer here tonight. Is NanoVoice even on this computer?
The Invoice.
Well, let's just do Invoice. It's the same one. Where do you see Invoice?
Oh, no.
Didn't want that. This thing has been so cranky. Here it is right here. Okay, we're going to open this. Here's the nano voice. Can you see it on the screen?
I'm trying to catch up with you, but I'll continue to listen.
Okay, you just open it. And this is what the nano voice looks like. You hit the computer screen on the little icon microphone. And this is a Logitech microphone. You can get them at Amazon, $19.99. You can get them at Walmart, $19.95. You don't have to pay the shipping. So you hit the microphone, and it asks you which microphone we're using, and this is the AK5370.
I think I have it all set up now.
Okay. USB microphone. I'm going to hit OK. And it's going to start when I'm doing my monologue here or whatever we're talking about.
Okay.
Here we go with the information coming up onto the screen. I have 355, 460. I want 500. It gives the first breath after 500. Okay, then you have to type in the carry on air. And you can write to me at that address, too, Sherry on air. I think it's at gmail.com. Only one word, Sherry on air. And you can put a birthday in there. You can fake it if you want. I often tell people to fake it because I don't want them to think that this is some kind of astrology, although people compare it to that. So I'm just going to put in on air, then go to this little blue save it and a disc at the top, and we'll just write in there, Sherry on air. And I'm trying to put in lots of words so there's a lot of people not watching us do this. They're just listening to us doing it. So I've got it open to where I'm saving it in my little nano voice. And then you can go to your top menu bar, and it looks like a little blue TV screen. You click on that, and it gives you a report. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. Is that true, guys?
That's definitely true.
Either you did not... Oh, that's a sample. Your reputation is very important to you.
Yes.
You go to great lengths to protect it. We just talked about that today. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. Absolutely. That's why we're doing this entire project. Beth, don't let me forget to tell them about your new project that you're doing.
Wow, okay.
So you get a printout, and you can just print this if you'd like. And now we're going to decrease this. And then open back up to our PowerPoint here and in full and start to show you how to interpret this. So every note has a different interpretation, and the manual has a lot more interpretation to it. So we start with things and start being discussed so fossilized. And we've been working on this for 20 years or so. We've been in a secret more than anything else, and not really giving it out to the people because we didn't want the government to jump in and stop it. Every bit of our research has been self-sponsored, either from me going out and doing a lecture or doing a class, something like that. We wanted to preserve this for the people and not take money from somebody that was going to put restrictions on it. So here's the C to F, and here is F sharp to B, and the different notes. We're going to go through each one of those and talk to you. We may not get through all of it today. We'll continue this part of our instruction for the nano voice. The idea behind all of this, now this is from something that we did last week when we compared Obama and McCain and their... This is the notice E, and the notice E deals with words. And it also deals with the air coming out of the body, so words and air. It deals with the wet, moist tissues, the lungs, the bronchioles, the nose, the mouth. So that is the physical part of it. But as an emotional part, it deals with the emphasis behind your words. So in this case, you can see that Obama and McCain are almost identical. So the McCain at the top, high emotion. The blue is feelings and emotions. The green, almost here on Obama, not quite the same as McCain. If you're looking at us on the screen, you see a large blue graph, and then a large green piece of graph right beside it. And then way down at the bottom, you see yellow and red. So the blue is very tall. That means there's a lot of emotion in both of them as they're talking. They also have behind their emotions or their words the idea of green, which is do and accomplish, with a lot of purpose. Way behind when they're speaking, I don't know if I want this trait in my president. Behind is think.
Looks like we might not have a choice, though.
They're both about the same. Evaluate. And then the red here, that's very tiny, is react without much thought. So you read maybe the fireman's going to dash into a building, get people out without ever thinking about safety for themselves. Now, the yellow here is a lawyer, kind of evaluative. They think with their brain, not with their heart or their emotions. The green here is the farmer type. They think with their accomplishments. They take their self-worth from their accomplishments. And the blue, they act with their emotions first. So with that in mind, let's take the next step and see what we want to have emphasis on tonight was deception. We could share with people the idea of deception and how to help when someone is not sharing truthful information. And this is Nicole Wallace, and she is one of McCain's top aides. This is an interview that was being done by Dana Resch right after the first presidential debate. And they asked Nicole Wallace, the question from Dana was, this idea that Obama doesn't understand, that seems very rehearsed, was it? And Nicole Wallace responded, we didn't have time to rehearse. That's a fib. And I love some people buy hers. But the way that you can tell with this, and this is bioacoustically speaking, so we have to say that everything that we're doing is in terms of frequency equivalent. We do have a disclaimer that says it's not medicine. We're not practicing medicine. And anybody that says that we are, we will vehemently deny it. So if you look at that E that we were talking about, the word, there are combinations every sixth note away. So E, A sharp, so we're going to talk about some of the companions. There's nothing. Either there's no emotion in those words, and she's totally convinced they're the truth, when E is nothing, but it has to be balanced with the A-sharp. This is the spirit of her words. Whether she believes it at the gut level, or she believes it as a spiritual level, E and A-sharp are not balanced here. They would be the same height. This means that she was off balance in saying those words. She was being deceptive, and this is one way to see deception in someone's voices. The E and the A sharp is not balanced, and we have a score of 198 here. She's stressed about saying these words. It's not setting right with her spirit or her guts or her internal self. We call the software that we do InnerSense software. I love that title, InnerSense software. But let's go to the next one, and you can see where she is telling the truth. Now look at this E and A sharp. She definitely has a balance there of E and A sharp. And what she's talking about is, we have a little bit of an edge in here, so people, where's it coming from? Probably the people.
Oh, yeah.
Here. She is believing and she has faith in what she's saying, but she's talking about Obama, a person that should not be president. She's saying anybody with a very eloquent voice, and he can't even say enough right words to convince people. So she's trying to negate him as an orator. She's trying to negate his words. She really believes the truth to negate his words and to negate him. So she believes that Obama is not the correct person. She also is not telling the truth about McCain rehearsing. So looking for that balance in that E and A sharp, because each one of these notes is something else. And look at that little flyer, it's called flyer poster. That is with your Nano Voice manual. Did you download the manual, Gene? She hung up on us. That's okay. So here's the first pair. The note of C is balanced with the note of F sharp. The note of C is red. I don't know how clear that's coming through. And the note of F sharp is green. So of this pair, which do you like best? Are you into green? I'm into green. And I'm into red. I'm Holbrain. But if you like one more than the other, such as if you are left brain and need the note of A sharp, use this card. That's a little so we're looking at issues of circulation, large thick muscles, reproduction, your self-power, ability to self-correct. Ego belongs to this red.
That's not true.
Ego doesn't belong to the red?
I like red, so it can't be true.
It's whether you love the right brain. Your very left brain, which most people are going to write with their right hand, mm-hmm. Then you're going to like red if red is really your color. But you like red. You like, I know. That's something I'm sure. If you like her music,
mm-hmm.
You're probably Holbrain.
And if you can't make up your mind between red or green, you're probably on balance.
You're balanced. But let's look at the, let's look at the next one. Look at that. Look at F, C. This is where Bush is being very deceptive. Can you play that little clip? Should we bring the phone back over there?
We're going to send it up on there.
Okay. We're going to send it. The little one. I play it all.
Okay.
But this is Bush being deceptive. Notice how there is no inflection, no amplitude in the voice.
From fostering good governance and reform to alleviating hunger and disease to advancing education, prosperity, and justice, our new approach to development has shown inspiring signs of success.
Okay, you hear that? If there was nothing behind his words, you could feel that there was nothing from his gut and convincing that it was all right here. Of the way justice and whatever he was saying here. I wrote some of it down. This is the deceptive, the most deceptive sentence he said. He said, from fostering good governance and reform to alleviating hunger and disease to advancing education, prosperity, and injustice, our new approach to the... Now, I exaggerated what he said. But if he really meant that, he would have said, from fostering good governance and reform to alleviating hunger and disease to advancing education, prosperity, and justice. Still, it's a sensitive word. There's nothing behind those words. And when you hear somebody talking to you in that way, they're either reading or they're being deceptive. I can read this. From fostering good governance and reform to alleviating hunger and disease to advancing education, prosperity, and injustice. Was there any feeling in that?
No.
So he was either reading or deceptive. Now, if we could get a video of him saying that, I could tell you whether or not. But we have found ways to tell when someone is fibbing. I can't say fibbing. When someone is deceptive, the next thing that gives away is look at me and look sharp. Very unbalanced. Look at F, planning. Planning without anything behind it. Through the plans without anything behind it. Bring things to fruition without anything behind it. Anytime you see this red, you're going to get either really, really excited stuff going on, but he's being deceptive. That wasn't in the exciting sentence. The oomph of it just wasn't.
Apparently, alleviating poverty and hunger is very exciting to him.
It is, though, for his ego. Look at how high ego is. The emotional ego, the mental ego. This is his legacy. From just looking at the ego part of it and not having any oomph or gut or spirit behind the words. This is his legacy. This is what he wants to preemphasize. So go back one. We're looking at F, C, and F sharp. High emotion.
self-regulation, self-power, ability to self-direct in jeopardy if it's too high. And remember that normal is 44. Okay, let's look at the next one, because there's several here of his like this. This is also about, we are a blessed nation. We should, people who are blessed have an obligation to give to the less fortunate. If people who are losing their homes, families being put on the street, do you think they feel like they're blessed by our nation? Do you think that a third world country that got family, that got money, America, they could have a home, they would feel blessed? Absolutely. What's the difference there? Are we buying third world country poverty votes? I don't understand this. Money, foreign aid, given to the third world country poverty people to something, they're not going to vote for us or care for us anyway. I mean, I had enough money to give everything I had away. And that's my idea of being rich. I need to give away everything I want to give away.
You have to have it first.
You have to have it first. I don't think this money is going to the poverty. In looking at this, when he's talking about we are a blessed nation, D and D sharp are the management manipulation. This D, here is self-approval, here is words, here is the transition from self-approval to words. You can see this high with people who are counselors, a mental state. This is a thinking. This person took this stand from a thinking. Because that was a logical thing to do. From self-approval to words, the logical thing to manage you the way I think you ought to be managed. This is almost a must kind of manage. Where A and A sharp over here is the management of resources. A lot of good information here about managing resources. Does he manage resources with thought? Look at the conflict here. A and A sharp, managing resources. I'm going to think about it first, and then I'm going to do it without thought. Doesn't make sense. We have another caller on the line. Okay. Caller, you're on.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
It's Jean, and I'm the person that did the nano voice for the first time today.
Are you learning?
And I was so... I was so taken by the test and the accuracy.
Awesome. Did I pay you to say that, Jean? Do I know you?
No.
What we are trying to prove... I think there's a delay here. What we're trying to show you is that your voice really... contains truthful information about you, and right now your note of D sharp and E is in stress. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes, I got a lot of yellow.
Okay, that's think, logic, evaluate. What does your D and D sharp look like?
D and D sharp, non-existent.
Non-existent. When you have a cold, that's usually what
I have. Respiratory stuff. I take for my lungs, and I have polyps in my nasal passages.
Oh.
So I've been breathing my mouth for years.
Okay, we look at the wet, moist tissue of the of the body. That's the E, and the D sharp is the process of getting rid of mucus and trash out of the system, along with A sharp. So. Those are the kinds
I did it three times now, and I saw that I didn't have those in the chart and I wanted to ask you, how do I find those frequencies in music or in nature in order to eradicate safely these polyps?
Okay, D sharp is the color gold, and E is yellow, lemon yellow. You can go to your local university. They have music listed by its keynotes, like the William Tell Overture is in D sharp. A lot of Otmar Liebert's music is in D sharp. I don't know any music in E. But you could.
I don't know how to spell that.
Otmar, well, here I'll give you sherryonair@gmail.com. Just write to me and I'll send you the little pamphlet that shows you what music is in what note. Most of it we have is classical. But
okay.
A lot of country music is in D sharp and E. So you might want to try that also. But in order for us to do a real evaluation of what's going on with you, we would send you information on how to send us a vocal print. So we can do something really serious with you. So they can call the office. Well, just write to me, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Sherry on air, one word, @gmail.com. And I'll send you the download for how to send us a vocal print, information about how to really do this in your community, how to sign up for the free class. We'd love it, Jean. Go in there. And
actually, that's how I found out about you, through someone in my community who had heard you on Coast to Coast AM.
That's awesome. I think it's wonderful that people are passing this information around. I want it to spread like, I don't want to say wildfire because California's in that same. I want it to spread like the air. Clean.
Spread it like truth.
Yes, spread like truth. You know, Gene, I think untruth spreads faster.
That's true.
But we could have a whole show on that. Okay.
That's true. And longer.
Yeah. Well, here is the F sharp really high here. There's a lot of planning, a lot of carrying out. But look, the F sharp is totally low. No planning, but carry it out. F is planning. F sharp is carrying it out. He is getting it into fruition. All this D sharp, A, and A sharp, this is how you feel about yourself once it's done. A lot of that. Somebody is telling this guy that he's doing the right thing. This D sharp really high says, I am doing the right thing for people. They really believe they are. And this comes with the man that was talking to you and I earlier, that Bush really feels committed that he's doing the right thing. Doing the right thing in D sharp is very, very high, and this is incredibly high. We only have a few minutes left for the show. I can't believe it.
I know.
This is what he's saying. Those people who are more fortunate should give to those less fortunate. It's all yellow. It's totally contrived. This is not what he believes. He is doing it for effect. He's doing it for what it looks like. Think about a lawyer's reputation. There it is. Very few lawyers are going to heaven.
And when you asked, you know, if truth were the only thing around, that's the first thing I thought would go is lawyers.
And marriages.
And marriages. Oh, God.
You could do a whole show on is your spouse lying.
I know. Well, that's why this is dangerous, okay? This is dangerous. It gets into the wrong hands. Somebody's getting hurt.
This program or this phone?
No, this program. I'm just saying, viewers, people who are downloading this program, like Gene here, and using it, could be used for good or evil.
Only those of you who have high integrity and high morals are allowed to download.
That's right.
I hope anybody with bad morals who's trying to download this, I hope to consider it.
And those of you with good morals, spread it around.
Yes, and we will teach you to use it and to take it to your community. This needs to be in place. But look at this. Totally contrived, and look at what is missing. Morality. A and A sharp. Together. Missing. This is a lack of morality about what they're saying.
Because he knows we need the money or we're less fortunate right now.
He's making a statement. Those of us who are blessed. Now, how many in the government are blessed? How many millions do they make? And here are these people out here
There's some little organizations that aren't even paying people $5 an ounce because they only have 9 or 10 people in their organization, so they're below the law, not above the law, they're
right.
below the law. But how can a family possibly get along on $5 an ounce? That's crazy. They'd make more if they were getting age-dependent children through the welfare department. And I would hope they would go there. You know, Oprah had a lady on her show from here, from Albany, Ohio, that quit her job driving a school bus because she could have more for her children on welfare.
Isn't that sad?
That's crazy.
That's terrible.
And I hope those of you out there who lost your job during this downturn of the economy will talk to your rehabilitation counselor and see if they will pay for you to come and take this class. Because you can put a profession together. It's needed. We're talking to doctors about allowing this as to be in their offices as a service. I can see this for jury selection.
Yeah.
I can see it for marriage counseling, job placement, team building.
There are so many benefits other than health that, I mean, it just crosses the board.
Okay, so let's talk about C and C sharp for a minute. C sharp is tendons, ligaments, joints, connective tissue, truth, honesty, and it also can be a manipulation of the truth if it's too high. Remember that when we use 500 hits, and that's where the program stops, 500 hits, 80 would be a really high C sharp. 40, 42, because it quits on the first breath after you get to 500. About 40, 44, 42 is normal. And lower than 20, if somebody has C sharp lower than 20, they're going to get run over. They won't speak up for themselves.
Ooh.
So you can almost know how to go in and look at someone's intention or even how to approach them. You know, John Butler, I love him. He's at the Sound Lab, and that's where Ben and Cassie are from that are volunteering here in the studio tonight. He brings his class here every quarter, and we teach these students how to create a character by manipulation of the voice. You know, if this has to be a real strong character that people can lean on, we want a lot of C-sharp, but we don't want them to abuse it, so we don't want C-high.
Hmm.
C and C-sharp both high, they're going to abuse it. But one of the things I tell those students is, this is how you can get to John Butler. This is what he's a sucker for when you do your paper. And if you do your paper or your film to help someone else, he'll love it and he'll give you an A. If you do it for any other reason, get it.
I hope he's not standing there when you tell him that.
He is. And most of the students will say, yeah. So as opposed to G, G's about using mineralization. These two must be balanced. C-sharp is red-orange, and G is kind of a teal color. These are complementary colors. So we also see that the Sartorius, so the Sartorius muscle here is going to stress on G because she has this polyp in her nose. The trapezius muscle, this muscle in the back here. The rectus femoris, that's in your leg. So it tells you each muscle and the vertebrae that's going to be in stress. If you have G too high or G too low, it's also going to tell you the minerals, magnesium, vitamin D, those kinds of things are all going to go. So you can look in general terms at your nutrition by looking at these sonocards in terms of your nanowatts. We have a couple of printouts about this. Now, what did I tell you about if you have a high C sharp and a high C at the same time? A lot of information, a lot of ego here, a lot of evaluative thinking, and a lot of acting without thought in this C sharp. It's about half, so this is too high. Well, the C sharp here is too high. Now, this is somebody you could lean on, and they would help you and allow you to lean on them, but they would want to pay back. C is too high. So this is the second deception that we found in Bush's very, very short speech. When you see the conflict here between I'm going to think about this
and react. This C sharp is good, but I'm going to think about it. I'm going to allow people to lean on me, but it's got to be for my benefit.
You've got the blue ego.
Over here, words. I can manipulate with words. This is red is very tall compared to think. So this person says there's very little think and very little follow through.
You guys see how these are very literal?
These prints are very literal. There is about four or five times as much talk without thinking as there is follow through in this case. Would you want that president?
Nope. But we've got that one.
But we've got it. This is cool. And
that's
look
terrible.
Look at what's missing again.
Morality.
Morality's missing again. This is his deception that came in. The deception here is that the yellow, the think, and the green are not balanced. What I am saying and thinking, I am going to only carry through about half the time. So these numbers are very literal. And he's speaking off the cuff here and not thinking about it.
He's either reading it and not thinking about it, or he's saying it and really not thinking about it.
When you get this kind of conflict, if this was spread across all of them were the same, then this guy is speaking his truth. He's thought about it. He's going to react the way he speaks.
And by the way, Palin's voice is like that. I love her vocal prints until I listen to what she says. There is so much. This is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm going to do. But my God, what she's saying. God, one of them just blew me away. With God wants this pipeline built.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she find that out?
Let's have a direct line. I don't know.
Well, she really means it, and it really shows to be truthful. She really, really believes it. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do.
Well, you can see this is going to take up several shows teaching people about this stuff. So let's do D and D sharp. D is liver, gallbladder, pancreas, food, McDonald's, orange. Orange and yellow are the two colors that stimulate your appetite.
Really?
How many fast food restaurants do you know that are yellow and orange?
To stay away from yellow and orange.
You'll eat more if you go in there. It'll stimulate.
Yeah.
It stimulates the liver, and the liver makes your hormones, your digestive hormones, your energy hormones. So if you love orange, and I absolutely love orange, and I absolutely have some hormones that are not doing well, digestive hormones. You have reproductive hormones, you have brain hormones. Mine are digestive hormones. So orange, I love looking at your shirt. It's balancer or reciprocal in C-sharp. And this looks like a purple, but this really should be a purple blue. And we're looking at tryptophan. Tryptophan is needed for your thyroid. It's needed for sleep, put you to sleep. Serine, if you're craving bread, you're probably craving serine because it's an amino acid that helps make your fatty acids in the stomach sleep. Some of your muscles are here, the gracilis, which keeps your hips and knees together. If you're looking at D, you're looking at the platysma. Right here, this is the platysma. And when that note goes for that platysma, you're not getting enough progesterone. So we've made these mathematical correlations. We know the brain speaks math. One and one is two. So one and one and one is three. If we have two of those pieces, we can figure out the third, and we can figure out what's the matter with people. We had a lady last week that had a lot of pain, and we finally figured out that she wasn't using glutamate, and she was eating a lot of aspartame. And those two notes are the same. Frequencies are the same. So here's her cell, her joint, that wants glutamate and glutamic acid, and along comes aspartame, and it's the same frequency, so the receptor recognizes it as the number it needs.
Oh, right.
So here's the aspartame, goes into the receptor, and then the receptor starts to, you're a foreigner! You're not what I thought!
And but it can't uncouple itself. And so you end up getting joint pain because that's not the needed nutrients. It's like if you want to end up with a 10, you can have a 5 and a 5 and a 7 and a 3. You know, all those component parts that go with it. So let's look at one. I think we have time to look at one that deals with the mood of D. D and D sharp together with nothing else, you've got a manipulator. A manipulator of you personally. A manipulator of your emotions, of your reputation. Also, you'll see low or high D and D sharp, depending on brain dominance. This is a person that's been abused a lot of the time. There's a lot of energy in D and D sharp. Either they have been manipulated or they are a manipulator. And this is when he's making his statement about how good foreign aid is for us. You find that a little weird?
Mm-hmm.
And what's missing?
Morality. Again.
Missing G and G sharp, how we're going to get this into physical fruition. Missing F and F sharp, planning and carrying out the plan. Look at how low the words are. Not a lot of faith in the words he's speaking. The faith comes from evaluating the words and the mental aspects of it. Is he going to carry it out? Not likely. But it's good for your image.
You know, it's very interesting that you pointed to the D and D sharp very high and said this is someone who's been manipulated, because I read an interview with Oliver Stone because he just released W, the movie, which didn't do that great in box offices, but he did a lot of research, and that's what a lot of the background was that struggle and how his father would manipulate him. Very interesting.
Well, he learned. He said, we cannot abandon our commitment. Well, how can you pay your bills if the checkbook is dry? You have to abandon your commitment and do something else, and there's no money to give. Are we at the point where we have to stop and we'll continue this next week?
We've got about 7 minutes.
7 minutes? We need to stop at 55 up.
Okay.
What's the time here?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yes. Talk about your new project, your BioBody project.
Oh, BioBody, yes. Okay, so I was discussing with a few of the staff members, don't laugh, Cassie, she was one of them, about trying to advertise and get a program out that helps you to exercise your muscles
while you sleep.
And it doesn't have to be for health and weight control purposes and to get all tone and buff, but you can use it that way, which is the beauty of it. And if you're like me and can't find the time during the day to exercise, then it's a good time to do it at night when you're unconscious. That's the best time to do it anyway.
We originally did this project for rest homes where there was a lot of incontinence, mm-hmm. and they wanted to exercise the muscles that control urination. So we thought, why not use that for fabulous abs, flat abs? And so a couple people here in the office have been using it, and their abs, their stomachs are getting flatter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, if we can do that, we'd use it with a young man that was a tetraplegic. No hands, no arms, no neck. He'd gotten up, deliberately beaten up in some senseless gang beating, and they left him for dead. He was in a coma for 2 years, and we got him about 2 years after that. And he was tied to a wheelchair. And he could sort of communicate with his dad with kind of this head gesture. And we said, what do you want to do first? He wanted to learn to open and close his mouth because he was drooling. And we got the frequencies, and we could help him open and close his mouth. And then the rest of the body, we worked on a little bit at a time, and we got him so he could butterfly 40 pounds. And then he could walk. His balance wasn't great, but he could scuffle his feet and walk from being tied to a wheelchair. His story is incredible. Somebody ought to do a movie about that. But we used that to create this computer program that we're calling BioBody. So we've run some preliminary tests, and we want to start sharing it with the public. So if any of you are out there who have ideas, please get in touch with us. Beth, could they get in touch with you?
Yes.
Is Beth, B-E-T-H?
At vocalprofiling.com.
So where you've been just writing to Vocal Profiling, just put Beth in there at Vocal Profiling.
or give us a call at 740-698-9119. But wait till morning. There's nobody here.
We won't answer tonight.
Late in the evening, because it is, what, 10 o'clock here Eastern Time?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be open in the morning, 9 to 5. You can call us. You can write me, Sherry, Sharry, on air at gmail.com. We'll try to answer your questions. We'll get you in class. We'll get you set up. If you can't get the program, we'll send it to you. We'll charge you postage, but we'll send it to you. But if you don't have a computer, why would you want it anyway? Because you're not going to be able to use it. A lot of people are downloading it at their library.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is awesome.
That is.
That people are taking to this and being able to have dominion over their own health. I love this concept of self-health. And we're out of time. We have to go. Kathy, you going to give us more music to go out with?
We are going to have this up on Ustream, just the letter U, stream.tv, /channel/sound-health-hour. We'll post that on our BBS site tonight with a description of this. I think this was a great show. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to have you back next week.